Proclamation number 7006 dated the December 30th, 1957. Philippians. Predestination. You are all chosen to become sanctified. However, you decide the time yourselves when the kingdom of light can receive you. Thus the being can indeed endeavor to return to the abyss time after time, and it can prolong its path of return to me endlessly. It can certainly remain eternally in a pitiful state, at a distance from me which it cannot bridge with its own strength, and hence one could call it a kind of damnation. But this has not been inflicted on the being by my will, rather it was its own will to throw itself into this state. Nevertheless, even the darkest being will come to the light one day, and even my adversary will eventually find himself in the light of my Son of Love again, and my ray of love will fill him with immeasurable joy. But it will take an eternity yet before he abandons his resistance to me. And hence there will also be beings who will repeatedly hand themselves over to his force, whose resistance to me does not falter and who are therefore eternally wretched, albeit they will always have the opportunity to take hold of my hand which will draw them home into the Father's house. And I know the fate of every soul, yet it constantly receives my grace, and during the stage of human being I shall always withdraw my will, so that its will can make an entirely free decision. For this reason it is wrong to say that a soul's fate is destined by me for blissfulness or damnation. It is wrong, because I myself want to draw all human beings to me and for this very reason have died on the cross for all people. The fact that I know the fate of every single soul does not mean that I determine its will. If it was up to my will alone, all souls would truly have returned into their Father's house already, since the power and strength for this is certainly at my disposal. Thus I could never have destined a human soul for damnation. It would never please me to plunge a soul into perdition again, because I'm love itself. Only an unenlightened spirit can understand the words of the gospel so wrongly, and only an unenlightened spirit can interpret them such that I myself choose or abandon souls to become blessed or condemned. You humans are entirely free to decide as you wish, and thus you also create your own fate after the death of your body. You can be blissfully happy without limitation, but you can also create the fate of damnation for yourselves, because I do not force you in any way. Just as you cannot be forced by my adversary, no matter how powerful he is. But during your lifetime on earth you have indeed unlimited blessings at your disposal which I have acquired for you by my death on the cross. Therefore you need not be helpless. Nevertheless, only your freedom of will determines your thoughts, will and actions. And you certainly would not have free will if your fate after your death had already been predetermined by me. You are all called, but the fact that only few are chosen is entirely due to the free will of the human being, and not because of randomly given blessings. This misguided opinion must continuously be refuted, since it causes a paralyzing effect on many people, who then do not have the blissful certainty that they can reach their goal on earth, and who consequently only strive half-heartedly. You must always remember that I am a God of love, wisdom and power, and a doctrine which calls any of these into question is misguided. But how can you reconcile my love with the teaching that I bless or condemn according to my pleasure? Therefore you should seriously endeavor not to postpone the hour of your salvation, because you yourselves determine the time of your return to me, when I can readmit you into your Father's house. Amen.